Welcome to Rejuvenation's Health Radio on blogtalkradio.com. The show is brought to you by LipoLite Naples, and your hosts are Dr. Ron and Dr. Ron. We are your station for everything natural. We are your station for information about slimming, shaping, and toning. We not only want you to live longer, we want you to have more life in those years. So without further ado, let's get on with today's show.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Ron Sr. with It's Time for Dr. Ron. Thank you for tuning in. I have an attitude of gratitude for all of my listeners. And after a short introduction, I will be making most of the microphones live today because we have a show that is going to be really interesting. And as someone would say, fasten your seatbelts and come along for the ride. So this is Dr. Ron Sr. We're brought to you today by LipoLite Naples, located at 1575 Pine Ridge Road in Suite Number 6 in Naples, Florida. Dr. Ron runs that program there. He has the only nitrogen spa in Naples, and it is a private chamber, and after you use the laboratories. And this morning is reminding doctors to lay off antibiotics for cold, flu, sore throat, uncomplicated bronchitis, and other common viral illnesses. Patients battling cold and the flu and other viral illnesses are getting even sicker from unnecessary antibiotics. So we know most of these are viral, but they also can't be bothered to sort out who might have a bacterial infection. So what happens? It's about everyone gets a drug, right? The problem isn't just that these drugs won't do squat against viral illnesses. Well, that's Dr. Ron and his advertisement that's running on our local radio station here in Southwest Florida. And if you have a chance at Fox 4 News this past Thursday, the 11th of February, did a nice five-minute spot on the cryo spa of Naples. So we're just waiting for Mr. Seifert to call in, and we'll be talking about colloidal silver. And we'll talk about maybe he can explain the difference between ionic silver and particle silver and colloidal silver. And we can talk a little bit about the argyria, the sort of a gray man that we're sort of scared about. But silver has been used for centuries. Let me introduce Phil Seifer from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's the president of Alexa at ELIXA.com and a manufacturer of the Savonic Pro Colloid Silver Generator. He comes to us gratis today from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I think he's on the line. So let me introduce Phil Seifer. Mr. Seifer, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
We hear you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. Well, I introduced the show today talking about the common cold and the abuse of antibiotics, and we talked a little bit about what Dr. Smith last week told us about the silver dollars being put into jugs of milk in the old days to stop it from spoiling. So with that, why don't you just give us a little of your background and tell us about what your company does and about what we want to talk about today, colloidal silver.
Sure. Well, I've been involved with colloidal silver since the 90s. I was introduced to it by a friend of mine, Peter Lindemann, who's rather famous in alternative energy circles. And he developed one of the first home units for making colloidal silver. And he explained to me the benefits of colloidal silver as a natural full-spectrum antimicrobial and all of this, and got me involved in it. So I started actually selling his generator, at that time it was called the CS300, and since I was back in the 90s, already marketing alternative health devices on the internet, I started carrying his product, and it was very successful. And then he went on to other projects, and we since then have upgraded our product, and it's now a very sophisticated colloidal silver generator, while still being incredibly easy to use, so that anyone can make the finest colloidal silver automatically. It's just one of these kind of set it and forget it type systems where you just put the silver rods into the device, put it on a jar of distilled water, plug it in, and forget about it. And when it reaches the right strength, it shuts itself off. Some of the nice features of our generator would include, first of all, that it has a lifetime warranty. So if anything ever goes wrong with the device, we will repair it or replace it at no charge other than the shipping. And, of course, the only reason we can offer a lifetime warranty is that it doesn't break. So that's one of the nice features. Getting into the way that it works, it actually detects the amount of silver in the distilled water. So it's measuring the electrical continuity of the solution. And when it reaches the right amount, it shuts itself off. So you can't ruin a batch with a lot of the other devices. If you don't shut it off, it'll just keep going and you'll have extremely strong colloidal silver. It's not a good idea to use internally. Another feature of our device is that you have a circuit that actually alternates the polarity between the two rods back and forth, so that for 5 minutes, one electrode is positive and the other is negative, and then it switches. And in this switching of the polarities, the device actually keeps the particle size very small. One of the most important features of colloidal silver is to have nanoparticles and lots of ions. So by switching the polarity back and forth, this keeps the water moving, for one thing, and it makes the rods wear evenly. So with our device, you get almost no buildup on the rods. You don't have to clean them. You don't have to switch them from side to side like other devices. One of the important things about our colloidal silver that we make with this device is that it's not only crystal clear, but it will not degrade in light. One of the best tests for the nanoparticle silver is to leave it in the light. If it's truly nanoparticle, it'll stay clear. Most other colloidal silvers, you have to keep in brown bottles. You have to keep it open from light or it'll turn black. And that's not true with ours. The colloidal silver that you make with the Silvonic Pro will keep for years. We also include a continuity meter with the device, so that if you store your colloidal silver, and if you're in doubt about its strength, you can always test it with the meter, and it will tell you if it's still strong, which it should be. Another nice use of the meter is to test the water before you start, so you can actually tell if it's pure.
Well, so how about the difference between colloid and nanoparticles and ionic? What is the nomenclature mean for the average person?
Okay, first of all, it's important to know that a colloid, by definition, means a mixture of uncharged particles and charged ions. So it's kind of, in a way, it's a definition that's not real clear. So you can have colloidal silvers that have different ratios of particles and ions. Now, the research that's been done at Rice University in the last couple of years shows that the ions kill microorganisms. Uncharged particles do not kill microorganisms. They have to have a charge. An ion has a positive charge on it. And when these ions come into contact with the microorganisms, they actually disable an enzyme, and in a way they suffocate these bacteria and viruses and fungus. So that's the way that it actually kills microorganisms. Now, when you make colloidal silver with our devices, you're creating a silver solution that has approximately 85% ions and about 15% of the uncharged particles. So you get into these debates that really don't have a really good answer, because we really don't know what exactly happens in the body. We have studies in petri dishes that show what happens, that these ions kill this. But then the question is, what happens in the body? Some people argue that when colloidal silver comes into contact with the stomach acid or salts in the blood, that it nullifies the ions. But we actually don't know this. But part of the problem is that they're actually not looking at the actual process of biologic ion transport that happens through the tissues. And I don't want to get real technical on this, but the bottom line in all this is that we know that it works. We know empirically that it works. We know that, for instance, if you get food poisoning and you start to get nauseated, if you drink 8 ounces of colloidal silver, within an hour you'll feel just fine. And you may not even need to drink that much, but the important thing to know is that when you make colloidal silver properly, you can drink as much as you want. It will not hurt you. You will not turn blue.
That's a common comment we hear when we mention colloidal silver is the blue man syndrome.
Yes, so, our gyria. And it's extremely rare. I mean, there may have been 5 documented cases of it, and it has never happened with anybody who used properly made colloidal silver. You have Miss Rosemary Wood, who's been on the internet for years, and she used silver nitrate drops when she was a child. That is not the same as colloidal silver. That's a very strong solution of very large particulate silver. So it's not colloidal silver. So the other blue guy, he made colloidal silver using salt. He made it very strong. He rubbed it all over his skin. He took huge amounts of it. And he was actually fine with it because he never got sick, and it fixed a lot of his problems, but he did look gray. But one of the things that I like to point out is that there are hundreds of thousands of people who use colloidal silver regularly. And so it stands to reason, if colloidal silver actually caused any problems, at this point we would have seen an epidemic of blue people and people with all these things. So, I mean, it's a real specious argument, and you got to wonder about the people who are making it. What exactly is their agenda? You know, are they pushing pharmaceuticals? Is that it? What's their deal? Sometimes people say, and people say also that silver is a heavy metal. It's not a heavy metal, and in fact, the term heavy metal is not a scientific concept. So silver does not build up in the body, especially when it's properly made and it's nanoparticle. Studies have been done that shows that it gets excreted. I've been taking colloidal silver every day, almost every day for the last 20 years. I got involved in this in the early 90s. I can assure you that I haven't turned blue. I'm in excellent health. I take no pharmaceutical medicines. I have no health problems. Very seldom get any kind of a sickness, and when I do, it's very minor and it passes quickly. And I've talked to, you know, thousands of people, and nobody's ever said, "Hey, Phil, I turned blue." I mean, it just doesn't happen.
So let's. I had Dr. Jerry Smith on the phone. Dr. Smith is a frequent guest on the Rejuvenation Health Radio. And Jerry, do you have any questions for Phil as we go on here?
Well, I don't have a question for him. I have a positive comment. When I do surgery, especially an infected tooth, I irrigate the extraction site with the colloidal silver and also ozone and some homeopathics. 99.9% of the patients have no post-operative pain or swelling after the surgery.
Yeah, that's a great comment, and I can actually add to that in that my ritual in using colloidal silver is at night after I floss and brush my teeth, I'll take a mouthful and I'll switch it around real good and hold it in my mouth for a few minutes. That does a couple things. Number one, by holding it in the mouth, you absorb it through the tissues, which is a very important way of getting it into the bloodstream quickly. And the other thing is that by killing the bacteria in the mouth, you're not only helping your gums and your teeth and all this, but you're also killing the bacteria that can go down into the stomach and are associated with ulcers and also with heart disease. So I think it's a very important thing to use colloidal silver on a daily basis. It can also be used, you know, in the gums in a water pick, for instance, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of the disinformation that's put out there is basically to spook the public, because they don't want people using non-invasive products that really work.
I'm not opposed to, you know, standard Western medicine. I mean, a lot of the things they do are absolutely brilliant and totally needed, and I even would say that there are times when you have to take an antibiotic, but you should do so only when absolutely necessary. And it's interesting that there's research that shows that taking colloidal silver when you're taking an antibiotic actually makes the antibiotic work better.
Well, it cleans up those areas where the antibiotic doesn't touch. So it's synergistic reaction there.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. Of all the colloidal silver that I know that is used, and Phil and Jerry, you know more than I do. I mean, I have not seen zero death from its use. I'm sure there's tens of millions of users worldwide. But I always remind my listeners that there are 225,000 documented deaths a year from prescription drugs. So on that basis, it's really relatively safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there was an article just recently about the colloidal silver making 25 or 26 drugs work better against pathogens. So, you know, there is something to this colloidal silver that boosts the effectiveness of antibiotic drugs.
Yeah, no question about it. And then also topically, it's extremely effective for all kinds of things. My daughter is actually an RN, a nurse. And she has a friend with a newborn who was born with an eye infection. And they gave this poor kid all manner of things and couldn't do anything about it. And one day my daughter said, let me try this. And she squirted some colloidal silver in the baby's eyes, and it immediately cleared up and it never came back.
Wow. Well, in your experience, maybe we could, between yourself and Dr. Smith, Smith, in your experience, what are the uses that people and your clients are telling you that they're getting great results from colloidal silver? And I have one other question, and that's just like the Zika virus. My impression is that you have to have a maintenance dose of colloidal silver in your system in order to be it to be an effective antiviral. So is that true?
I believe that that's true, and that's why I advocate, you know, taking some every day. And then when you feel that you've been challenged, that you have some sort of bacterial or viral load, then it's time to really hit it hard. And by hitting it hard, I mean, number one, taking more orally frequently. And again, I believe there's no upper limit to that. I also think that one of the best things you can do is to start getting it up into your sinuses, because a lot of these viruses will start in the sinus. And if you can kill them there before they really have a chance to multiply, you can really stave off an actual infection and an illness. Another excellent way to use colloidal silver that we haven't mentioned is to breathe it in through a nebulizer. And by atomizing it in an ultrasonic nebulizer, it makes like a fog. You inhale this, you get it directly into the lungs, which, of course, number one, topically treats the lungs and will kill any pathogens in the lungs. And then through the lungs, it gets absorbed into the bloodstream very quickly. So, that would be my method of dealing with any sort of illness.
And how about Dr. Smith or Phil, about using it in the ear canal? I know Dr. Smith has used ozone insufflation in the ear canals, but I've also recently, I think I've read that colloidal silver dropped into the ear, either misted or dropped, is also a very effective antiviral treatment. Any comments on that?
Well, I would think, you know, using the both modalities would certainly enhance any immune system. The key is, you know, eating clean relatively and keeping the stress levels down. But more importantly also was the mental attitude of the patients, because that in itself can suppress your immune system, having a negative attitude on a daily basis.
Exactly.
I definitely agree with that, and that also leads into other of the modalities that we carry at the Elixir website. We actually do have systems that will help de-stress very quickly, will balance neurotransmitters, help people sleep better, feel better. They're sometimes called mind machines and cranial electrical stimulators. So there's a number of systems.
Why don't we just take a pause for the cause here? And we're talking to Phil Safer of the Alexa company. And Phil, why don't you give our listeners the website and or phone number so they can take a look at your products?
Sure. The website is Elixa, which is ELIXA.com. And we have a toll-free number, 800-766-4544. And we answer our phone and we answer emails if you want to shoot us a question. But we have a very interesting website that we try to make as informative as we can. It's kind of an old, clunky website, but within a week or so, we're going to have a brand spanking new website that's very user-friendly, and we're very proud of it, and we look forward to talking with anybody who's interested.
Okay, so that phone number, let me just give our listeners that toll-free number again. It's 800-766-4544. Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, Phil, I just had a quick question. Is there any deleterious effects of passing the colloidal silver through, let's say, the X-ray machine at the airport?
I'll tell you, as a matter of fact, I've been using colloidal silver for 20 years. I've never been flagged for that. And interestingly enough, I've actually got metal in my body. I broke a leg, so I've got metal in a leg, and I've got a little piece of metal in my wrist where I broke one time, and it's never beeped. They, apparently, those systems don't detect at that level.
Well, yeah, I guess my question is, does the colloidal silver, is the nanoparticles affected by the X-ray machine?
Right.
I get your question. That's an interesting question. I actually don't know. I would have to research that. I've never heard that, but it's possible. Colloidal is not a ferrous metal, so it's not affected by some of the other aspects like iron. So I don't know. But I honestly have to plead ignorance on that one.
Yeah, because I know, water basically is a crystal and it holds an energy pattern. And one of the things that I do routinely, because I do a lot of international lecturing and when I, travel through the airports, I always treat my supplements with a laser when I get to my hotel room. And, from my testing, it restores the energy back to the vitamin or the liquid.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah.
That's an interesting commentary. I never thought of that myself, Jerry, especially because I travel with it now that, I go back and forth to Europe, and I think it has saved my wife and I from getting sick on multiple trips because we do take it, but never thought about passing it through the machine.
Well, yeah, and I think the laser, you can get a soft laser, they're not expensive, and it's about, 632.8 nanometers or 532 nanometers, mm-hmm. The green light seems to work better than the red in certain cases, but it's amazing the difference of just pulsing the laser into the vitamin bottle. It just corrects the energy pattern,
Interesting that you mentioned the laser light. I came up with a product that we call the Dentaray, getting back to the teeth. And I found research that indicates that red light kills the bacteria associated with tooth decay and like that, and that blue light kills the bacteria associated with gum disease. So we actually have a product that's a modified electric toothbrush that has LED lights. And you can actually take a red laser pointer. If you ever have a sore tooth, an inflamed tooth, if you just hold the red pointer, just touch it right to the tooth and irradiate the tooth for about a minute with a red light, that'll calm down a tooth and it'll kill the bacteria and it'll actually heal the tooth.
Wow. Have you tried that, Jerry?
Well, I've used a pulsed laser and... I think it's the frequency of the laser light that's doing the calming down and reducing the inflammation.
Yeah, well, okay. The wavelength, the red wavelength does it. But there's actually research studies that show that red light kills the one class. There's either gram positive or gram negative. And blue light kills the other. So, for instance, blue light is very effective against MRSA. We didn't talk about MRSA, but that's a real problem now. And, of course, colloidal silver is very effective against MRSA. Obviously, topically, you can use it and internally. But if you can actually get to it, blue light, we're using 470 nanometer blue light. That does kill MRSA.
Well, it's interesting. I had a patient come up from Dallas, Texas. I was the 31st doctor that this young guy had seen. And, I test energetically to see which supplements work the best. And 100% pure oregano totally eradicated his MRSA in 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oregano's amazing stuff. I once came down with a case of shingles on my left thigh, and I didn't realize what it was. It was very painful, and I started to develop the little pustules. And again, my daughter is a nurse, says, that's shingles you got there, buddy. And so I immediately sort of started drinking more colloidal silver, but I used the blood electrifier, the Zapper that we sell. But one of the things I did was I took DMSO, and I made a mixture of DMSO and oregano oil and colloidal silver, and I started rubbing it on my spine. And the whole thing cleared up within 2 days.
Oh, yeah, the DMSO is a wonderful diffuser, pushing any substance deep into the tissue. And just as a little aside, what's very interesting, if you go on YouTube and you put in Rife, R-I-F-E, frequencies, and then the specific ailment like shingles or whatever, staph, strep, you can get a video that of the sound of that frequency. My lady friend down in Florida had a tremendous bronchitis problem, and when I tested her, it was chemtrail problems. So I told her to go on YouTube, and she did the chemtrail frequencies, which you can listen to right through your computer, and her coughing stopped for an hour.
There you go. Yeah,
so people that can't afford it, you know, they can literally get the frequencies free right on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're blessed to live in this age of the internet, for sure.
Well, the whole purpose of Rejuvenation's Health Radio and this program is just to bring the alternative, safe treatements to the people's knowledge, so they know about it. Then they can go investigate it and see if it's for them. I have been using Phil's colloidal silver generator now for almost a year. It makes beautifully clear nanoparticle silver. My wife and I travel with it. We use it in our mouth. I also use it around the house as a deodorant, believe it or not. Phil, have you had any other people? I found it really works great in my golf shoes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. It's excellent for dandruff, for athlete's foot. People ask a lot of times about toenail fungus, and it does work. You can soak your feet in colloidal silver, and it will work. But it's something that you have to do almost every day for months. So, it, you know, while it will work, you have to kind of become a religious fanatic about it. It's kind of interesting that there's an actual very interesting product that's been around forever called methylene blue, which is actually now being used as a treatment for a number of things, including dementia. The prescription versions of methylene blue. It's a blue dye that's actually used in fish tanks to control fungus. It is an antifungal. It happens to be also an antidepressant. It's an MAO inhibitor. It was used for malaria in the Second World War. But there are, you can now go to various foot doctors, and they will paint your toes with methylene blue, and then they'll hit it with red light and charge you, I don't know, anywhere from $500 to $1,000. And it's a one-shot treatment, and it's actually sort of a photodynamic process that will take care of toenail fungus. The good news is you can go down to the pet store and buy a bottle of this stuff for $5 and get a red laser pointer, or buy one of our red LED arrays, and you can treat yourself.
Jerry, have you done that? When I was in practice, I used a red dye and light for herpes simplex, but I didn't know about methylene blue.
No, I wasn't familiar with that at all.
Yeah, it's really amazing. If you go online and you look up methylene blue, M-E-T-H-Y-L-E-N-E, it's amazing what's going on. In fact, it actually turns out that methylene blue is not only a preventative, but a treatment for dementia, Parkinson's, things like this, because the one school of thought says that dementia is the result of fungus working on sugar and leaving these deposits in the brain. and that by virtue of its being an antifungal, methylene blue takes care of this. So there's actually prescription versions of methylene blue for dementia.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Phil Staver of Elixa, E-L-I-X-A, makers of colloidal silver generator called Sylvanix, and lots of other new age type of healing, including LED light arrays, electromagnetic healing. And their phone number is 800-766-4544. That's 800-766-4544. And as I said, it's Elixa, E-L-I-X-A.com. And that's a great piece of information, Phil, on the methylene blue. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. There's a lot of interest in it as a nootropic for increasing intelligence and lifespan increase and things like this. So, and there's kind of a discussion about whether or not you need a pharmaceutically pure grade. But when you think about it, if they're going to use it on fish, it has to be very pure. So I like to use methylene blue that I get from the pet store.
Sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
So yes, you talk about this whole blue man thing, you know. If I'm going to turn blue, it's probably from using methylene blue and not from colloidal silver.
Probably.
So just a couple more things before we wrap it up about colloidal silver. How is it best stored? Does it matter if it's in glass or not?
It does matter. Glass is really the best. You should keep it at room temperature. It's not good to get it too cold or too hot. Again, glass is best, but there are some plastics that are okay. There are higher grades of plastic, the TFE plastics, the PETE plastics, which if you've got them, they're acceptable. But really, you're best off with glass. As I said before, it keeps a very long time. I've got gallons that I made over a year ago. Every once in a while, I check them with the meter, and they haven't lost any strength whatsoever. Again, with ours, the light really won't bother it, but it's probably a good idea to keep it away from light, just to be sure. But at any rate, other than that, there's nothing special about it. It's better not to let it come into contact with metal.
Okay.
Have you tried it with vodka?
No, sure, vodka's great.
I know it must be close to your hour there, Jerry. Our office hours are done for the day. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is really something I've been wanting to talk about, that is colloidal silver, for quite some time. And we mentioned it on the show, and Dr. Smith mentions it when he's talking about his energetic medicine and natural healing. And now we have Phil Staver from Elixa.com talking about it. And what I would invite you to do is, if you tune in on Thursdays, call in. And if you try colloidal silver and have a good story about it, let us know about it. We'll get you on the air and you can let everyone know. And we'll just be in contact with Phil Staver and see where else we go. I mean, he has lots of interesting products. I might be trying one of his other products that I talked to him about earlier today, which is LED array, a 635 nanometer one to break up some fat cells. But it'd be an interesting website for you, for everybody to visit. Any closing thoughts for today, Phil?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention is that people often get confused about the strength. They think that a stronger one with 100 parts per million or 1,000 parts per million is better than a 10 part per million. And actually, it's not the case. A 10 part per million solution, anywhere in that ballpark, anywhere from 5 to 15 parts per million, actually works just fine. For one thing, the particle size is small enough so that it can be eliminated from the body easily. And we tell people that it's better, instead of trying to make it stronger, just take more of it. It's so inexpensive. When you're making your own, you're talking about pennies per ounce. You know, you can drink ounces and ounces of it for very, very little money. It works extremely well when it's properly made. So that's an important thing to mention, that people shouldn't get confused about these high-potency silvers. They don't really work any better, and it's very expensive.
Okay, good point. And, you know, I did forget to mention, because Dr. Smith uses a zapper, but I think there's the Beck zapper and there's the Clark zapper. Which one do you have on your website?
We've been carrying Don Clough's Terminator 2 zapper for years. We really like it. It's very effective. It's nice because it doesn't have any wires. It's all self-contained in a small box with a 9-volt battery, and just placed against your skin. It's got a number of extra things in the circuit. There's a crystal, a magnet, a Mobius coil, so it kind of broadcasts. I really like that. I've gotten tremendous results from it for myself. Like I said, I used it to deal with a shingles outbreak. It took care of it within a couple of days. I've actually used it on a tooth that blew up. So that's part of the Beck protocols, the colloidal silver generator, the Terminator zapper. We also carry a water ozonator, which is really a terrific thing to do, that adds ozone to the water.
Okay, and we've talked about that, and Dr. Smith does that routinely in his practice. He uses an ozone generator.
Yeah.
Well, this is real, right, Jerry?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it opens up more avenues to solve bigger problems.
Exactly. Well, I really have enjoyed this discussion, and I also agree that less can be more effective as far as parts per million of silver, and the kind of the assumption that, you know, the more concentrated is good. I have some articles that we can talk about later that actually shows that the higher the concentration, the less effective the product is.
Yeah.
So I would say no. From what I've read, no more than 12 parts per million. Would be the upper limit.
Yeah. And the idea is basically to use it in a timely fashion. You know, the first sign that something's going on, just hit it hard. You know, use a lot of it. You can't make any mistakes with it. You can't OD. You're not going to turn blue. It won't affect your good bacteria. Just use it. When in doubt, use more. Too much is never enough.
Excellent advice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a discussion with Phil Seifer and Dr. Jerry Smith, who is a regular on our program, natural healer from Pennsylvania. I really enjoyed it, Phil. I appreciate you coming on the program and taking the time to educate us on colloidal silver. And I hope that we can do it again in the future and have a follow-up discussion, and maybe with some of our listeners calling in about their use of colloidal silvers.
That'd be great. So, I sure appreciate it.
Well, I thank you. We're going to close this segment of the show with 2 minutes to go. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything you want to listen to again, remember that all these shows are archived at blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com. Just type in Dr. Ron. It'll take you to a site where you can listen to an MP3 of these shows. So tell your friends about it, and they can listen to the show at their convenience. And even if some of these shows are podcast by Apple. So we've spent our time with Phil Seifer. Dr. Jerry Smith has called in and added his expertise to the conversation. I want to thank everybody. And I just want to remind everybody that, you know, we're brought to you by LipoLite Naples, talking about light. And LipoLite Naples does use laser and the cryo spa, the only private nitrogen chamber in Southwest Florida. And their phone number is 239-331-5886. So thank you, everybody. And remember, like Dr. Smith said, and as I tell you every week, gratitude improves our quality of life. It's an antidote for negative emotions. So with an attitude of gratitude, this is Dr. Ron on this Tuesday, February 16th, signing out and telling you that we will see you next week, and we'll have a great show on statin drugs, vitamin D, and artificial sweeteners. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week.